Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hi, Brian. How are you doing today?
All right.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Happy Friday. We made it, right?
Yep.
So it looks like you were sent over to me to pull up the pricing as well as the program details for Georgia Serenity Fence.
Correct.
Have you ever considered putting the company on the first page of Google before?
Well, everybody wants to be on the first page of Google, but you can't buy that spot from what I understand. It's all done through algorithms with Google. So
yeah.
You pay for SEO, you make sure your keywords are good, you have a good website, you have backlinks. That's how you get there.
Mm-hmm. Right. We also couple it with, we also couple it with Facebook marketing or Google ads, depending on what the needs of the business are. Yeah. So you're absolutely right. We're
right.
An expert in that industry. We've been doing it for the past 18 years on a month-to-month basis with no contract for our clients. We're a Google Premier partner, so we have access to those algorithms, keyword coverage, databases, backlinks, all those things.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you currently working with somebody, or you've been doing it on your own?
I've been paying I've done some of it on my own,
mm-hmm.
but since February, I've been paying a company called Corporate Ranking, I think, to do SEO work.
Uh-huh.
But I don't, I was just having a conversation with them yesterday where I think that they've accomplished what they can accomplish. I don't know.
Oh, they're out of India. I see.
Probably. I think so.
Yeah, they are. Okay.
Yeah, that's what the guy tells you. That's what the guy tells you. His name is Steve, and you're like, no, it's not.
Like, you don't even know how to say Steve correctly. Okay, Steve. That's because it's easier to say Steve than it is to say whatever the name really is. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Oh, man. But if they do good work, I mean, and it's probably really affordable, right?
That's $250 a month.
Which, were they doing the SEO on the website itself, Brian, or what were they doing?
Supposedly on the website. They're
okay.
Giving a report once a month showing where the different keywords are ranking and how they improve, how those keyword rankings are improving.
Uh-huh. Right.
Of course, I don't have the software to verify that, so.
Understood.
I guess you can give you the number you want, yeah.
What we do is different. So we do what's called off-site optimization. On-site optimization, oh, those poor people only have a one-star ranking, too, and with one Google review. That's awful. what they're doing is on-site optimization, which can be very, very profitable and very lucrative. It's just something that takes a little bit longer. You said you started them at the beginning of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About
6 to 8 months before you see the good results with something like that, doing the on-site optimization independently. If you're coupling it with off-site optimization, which is when you go into the listing itself and we optimize the listing and we optimize the backlinks and we actually optimize the other places that you're listed as well as the Facebook ads and the Facebook page, then you see faster results. So ours is done in a maximum of 30 to 45 days. Now, nobody can promise top spot. You're absolutely correct about that. And the first page of Google itself, I mean, that can be a very vague explanation, right? Because at the top, you have the Google guarantee, then you have the Google ads, then you have the Google local map, then you have the Google organic listing, and then sometimes the ads even below that. Now, this position that we're talking about is within the local map. So there's anywhere from, you know, 3 to 20 companies listed there in a local map in any given area for any given vertical.
Okay, but this is not a brick and mortar type business. I service mm-hmm. the area. My office is out of my home. My
Where?
Material storage is on my personal property.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess I I've had my property, I've had my address listed, not listed, listed, not listed. And I think it is listed right now.
It's not.
I don't know how much, what's that?
It's not. It's not listed right now.
It's not listed for Trinity?
No, sir.
Okay. So is that going to present a problem with Google? Because
no, it's not.
They didn't like seeing.
Well, that's the way it used to be.
I thought you had to send them a photo of the storefront.
So that's how it used to be back in the day. Google has done a lot of changes. They've made a lot of different things that they have to take care of here. And what they've done in this particular spot with this thing in the most recent 6 months is they have actually gone about verification a few different ways. Now, if your address is not showing because you are a mobile business, which you are, you're not a brick and mortar where people are coming directly to you, then we hide the address and we go through verification. You're already verified with 35-star reviews. So that's not going to be an issue with Google at all. What we need to do is we need to ramp up the type of marketing that you're receiving and the type of marketing that you have in order to show you a stronger return. If that's something that you're interested
in. Where are you
guys based? We're in California.
What? That doesn't matter. It's better than India. Specifically,
we're in Fountain Valley, California. Well, I can meet that. I can meet that cost. I can actually meet that cost. I could do $1 better, $2.49 a month, month to month, with no contract, and give us 30 to 45 days for maximum placement. And that will include the Facebook and social media marketing as well as the Google Business Profile and programming for all the other areas.
So when you say Facebook and social media marketing, what do you mean there?
So it's Facebook ads and automatic retargeting between the Google and the Facebook listing itself.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're not doing any social media posts. You're not doing any posting for me. You're just typing in the connection between the two.
Yeah. We strongly suggest that you continue to post so we have fresh content. To work with and fresh photos, things like that, but we don't go in and like respond to your social media or do social media like post specific like that.
Okay. All right. So I've had some trouble connecting my Facebook page to an Instagram account because I didn't have an Instagram account. So I tried to create one, but I had trouble getting them to connect.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you guys can fix?
We could definitely walk you through how to do it.
Okay, but you don't do anything with Instagram, just Facebook. And
I can ask them if they would. I can ask them if they would do Instagram as a special little thing for you. But generally, no, it's not something that we do. Like it's not a service that we regularly offer. I can ask if they would be willing to help you link your Instagram to your Facebook.
Yeah. All right. So the email is brian@serfence.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to send me the information and the contact, I need to get a hold of corporate ranking and stop what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I can reallocate those funds.
Right. Okay. All right. And when are you hoping to get back to me on this?
I had talked to them earlier today, and he was supposed to call me on Monday.
Okay.
So I'll probably take care of that Monday.
Okay.
So if you want to follow up with me on Tuesday, then
all
we can
right.
get it started.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm sending that over now. It's from anelson@localsplash.com. You'll see it come through. I'm going to go ahead
now,
Local
Splash, the work that they've done so far, will that stay in effect? Or can they reverse it if they choose to?
I'm not
it's
sure
just
what
an
the
SEO. There's
yeah,
nothing.
I'm not sure what the policy is, but I think that it would stay in effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't seem like they would take the effort to go back in and pull the keywords
and reverse it.
All that stuff.
And unprogram you. You know, like that would be kind of weird.
And when I did start with him, he said it'd be about, give us about 6 months, which
mm-hmm.
it's about 6 months.
Right.
That's why I was wondering, like, do I need to keep paying him? Because if he can do it in 6 months, it's probably pretty much done. So.
Right.
That's what I was thinking. But I kind of wanted to shift those dollars to something a little different, so.
Okay. Well, that's a big, great option for you. And we also have another option that's available to you that's called Google Guaranteed. It's something that's completely different. It's Google's specific pay-per-lead service. Have you ever done a pay-per-lead service?
With Google? Is that different from the regular Google
like
advertising?
Angie's List. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's completely different than Google advertising. It's Google Guaranteed. But have you ever tried like Thumbtack, Angie's List, Home Advisor, any of that?
Yeah, and they all make me puke a little in my mouth when I think about it.
Okay, well, this one trumps all of those. Google built this one specifically to trump all of their pay-per-lead services.
Oh, I guess I didn't know that Google had their own pay-per-lead service.
It just came out in the past few years. It was in beta for 2 years, and the last 3 years it's just started getting popular, and it's only available in select categories for select areas. It's not available to everybody everywhere. You have to qualify for it.
Yeah, I'd be interested to learn about it. What I didn't like about Angie's List or Home Advisor is when I started with them, I was a young company. We had just gotten started, so mm-hmm. we didn't have 30-something five-star reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So they would charge me $80 for the lead, mm-hmm. and they would give it to me and two or three of my competitors.
Mm-hmm.
And because if whoever that prospect was looked at the four of us, I have, you know, two reviews, and everybody else has two dozen,
mm-hmm.
and then yeah, it just.
But that was—that's not even how that actually works. They buffaloed you, so that's not even how that actually works. They get the lead in from the Google ad that they list for their company name, and then they decide who it goes to. Them telling you that it's based on reviews—that's baloney. Okay. That's just how they work. They have no recourse. They send that same lead out to 3 to 6 of your competitors every single time a lead comes in, whether it's a valid lead or not. They don't even verify it. With Google Guarantee, all the calls are recorded, and the calls are coming directly to you. So there's no middleman. We're not answering the phone and saying, oh, you're looking for a fence? Let me send you over to Serenity. No. The clients, they're going to Google. They're looking in the guaranteed section because they want the guarantee that Google offers them. The guarantee that Google offers them is to pay, get their job done right, or Google pays them back an additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. So that's why there's a vetting process within the Google guarantee altogether. You have to have business license, insurance, and you have to be able to pass a background check.
What kind of insurance?
General liability.
And see, there is a problem there because I use, it's the same guys for all my job, has been for 4 years, but they're not employees, they're subcontracted. So I can't buy liability insurance for them because they're not employees. They would have to get their own, and then it would be under a different name if they do that.
This is just for the business itself. This is just for you within the business yourself. You wouldn't list your subcontractors on there. You would list yourself.
No, okay, well, that's not a problem.
Yeah, and you have insurance for yourself on your company, right?
Well, I don't. Actually, I don't. I can get it, but I don't. All I do is I own the company, but I go out and do the measures
mm-hmm.
and order the materials, and that's it. I don't work on the site, so the chances of me getting hurt on the site doesn't matter. It's the customers are concerned about, you know, the people that are working on the site having insurance. And then that's, in the 4 years that I've been doing this, it's never been an issue. None of the customers asked for it. The mm-hmm. only exception has been an HOA once,
mm-hmm.
A very large real estate company, and the city of Braselton. And mm-hmm. all three of them just agreed to sign a waiver, and we did the job anyway.
Right.
But if Google requires that, I mean, it's $1,200 or $1,500 a year for me to have liability insurance for the company. It just, mm-hmm. it never really covers anything because I'm not going to damage anything there. And if one of my employees do it, I don't know that one of my workers did it. My mm-hmm. liability insurance wouldn't cover it anyway. But I think it's called the ghost insurance, and it's not that uncommon. There's a lot of people that do that.
Right.
But anyway, we could, that's page two anyway. We can get back to page one where we started out at.
That's not page two. Google guarantees at the very, very, very tippy top of the page. It's page one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm at our pages. We started out talking
about
about what we were going to do, and then we talked about, well, this is available also, and then we got running down the road on that one. But.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at what we started out talking about on Monday. And so is it? You said it's no contract, and it's $250 or $249 a month.
Correct.
And then do I have a weekly report? Do I have a
Oh, you have access to full tracking and reporting anytime that you want. We actually give you a username and password where you're able to log on and track the success of the package. Okay. So, we take care of that for you directly. And you're able to log on.
Okay.
You're able to track everything at any point in time. There's no, the platform for the dashboard takes about 5 to 7 days for us to set up, but after that, you have full access.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Send over
and
the
I sent every. I already did. Make sure it's in your email.
Second. You still have pink hair?
The sun hit it. It's bright red. But, yeah.
That was it.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I had it. I got it. You got it.
All right, good. I'll talk with you on Tuesday.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye, Mom.